It's Q Radio Monday night, John Jackson here, and I'm joined in the studio now by Rob and Trev from the band Dog Is Dead. How you guys doing?
Hi.
Hello.
So, last night was Coco.
That's right.
Would it be the biggest gig on this current tour?
Yeah, it's not the biggest, it's probably the second biggest, because our hometown one's slightly more, but it's definitely our biggest London show we've ever played, and it's one of the grander shows of the tour.
Yeah, and you're looking alright, actually. I thought, you know, I've written down on my piece of paper here, hungover, just in brackets, just to bear in mind that you might be feeling a little worse for it, but you seem right. Was it a good night?
No, you're going to write fit guys down now, hot dudes.
Here you go. Fit bro.
Yeah, nice.
There you
nice.
Go. Fit bros. Put nice. A circle as well.
That's good. Oh, good. That's our bio, and that's like the whole thing.
I could do a service, couldn't I? I could write biographies for bands based upon what I imagine they're going to look like.
Yeah. Next man, Mingers.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. It was good though. Yeah. Good. It went well.
It was so good. Yeah. It was really, really good.
Is it the biggest show you play in London?
Yeah. Every time we play in London, the audience doubles. And so last time we played the Scala, it's like 600 people, whatever. Now it's like double that, which is 1,200. Maths, yeah.
Yes,
and yeah, just but everyone was just like pogoing. It was wicked. Like yeah, it was so cool.
And these dates were actually moved because originally they were meant to be early in the year, but then you got invited on tour with Two Dot Cinema Club, which must have been pretty cool.
That's right.
Yeah, it was awesome. We travelled around Europe with them and.
Playing gigs,
yeah. We weren't just buddying
Selling
along.
Merch.
Yeah, no, yeah. We were playing gigs with him. It was great. It was certainly quite an intensive tour. Like we've never really travelled Europe to that extent, and it was just the drives were insane, but the shows were awesome. So it's kind of like a happy medium between two.
Well, the thing I was wondering in terms of, you know, the position you're in, obviously, Seattle Cinema Club probably have like a really nice bus, probably have Wi-Fi on it and stuff like that. What was your touring arrangement? Did you have like a, you know, did they put on something for you, or did you have to?
So we have a van, trusty van, and it's fine. It's, you know, I wouldn't complain about it at all.
There are
enough seats. There's probably even a spare seat in case you make. We pick up hitchhikers when we can.
We picked up a hitchhiker
really?
From Hamburg to Berlin, and he criticised the route we were taking.
Wow,
we nearly threw him out. But
yeah, the tour manager nearly killed him. He wanted to watch Requiem for a Dream as well. And we were all like kind of a bit hungover. I'm like, oh really?
Who does he do that?
I don't know. He just like, can I have a lift? Can we watch a depressing film? And you're taking a bad route. You should be taking a bad route.
Normally, it's the nutters that are driving that are the associated with, you know, being the weirdos in a hitchhiker situation. But not.
I don't know. I guess we were probably pretty weird as well.
Yeah,
so.
I guess they thought maybe that's a German thing, like they like to watch really heavy films in the middle of the day after drinking or, you know, hitchhiker.
Possibly. You're not thinking of picking up any hitchhikers along the way on this tour then?
To be fair, no one even tries to be hitchhiked.
Yeah, it's not a British thing, is it? It's more of a European kind of feel.
The Brits don't like to get hitchhoke.
Yeah, that's the past tense term.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. And we'll continue to hitch...
Hawk. Hitchhawk, yeah.
Write that down just for future ones. Sit in an interesting conversation.
Well, could be like a hawk that needs a ride, so that would be a hitchhawk.
All right, so you can't, so that's already done.
Yeah.
That would be like a smaller bird that a hawk takes under its wing, you know, and carries
on its wings.
Yeah. In terms of this tour, obviously the album came out last year now, so is this sort of marking the end of this sort of stage in your career? Are you going to sort of move on and start writing new material now?
Yeah, well, we've been writing. We've got loads and loads of new material. We've been playing a couple of new ones on the tour as well, which has been wicked to do, and people have been reacting really well to it. So yeah, we're kind of in demoing process, and then we'll get recording pretty soon after finishing the tour.
Yeah, any ideas when we might actually see a record or a release of some kind?
Real soon. Like we want to put our records really quickly because we feel like we've got the material and we don't want people to get bored. So hopefully kind of start of next year.
So which track's been going down best on tour then?
Probably Do the Right Thing. It's the current single. I think people have been watching the video, listening to it, and it's a good kind of dancing song. So people are kind of getting their boogie on.
Cool. Well, what we'll do, we'll give that a spin and then we'll come back and we're going to play a little game.
Wicked.
Okay, this is Dog's Dead on Q Radio. That's Do the Right Thing by Dog Is Dead here on Q Radio. Just been speaking to the guys, and we mentioned that we're going to play a little game. So, you guys ready?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, Dog Is Dead. This is the game. Is Dog Dead?
Oh, wow.
Oh, this is great. Wow. I feel like I'm on a train.
Okay, so you've got your own music. So all you have to do in this game is very, very simple. I'm going to give you a famous celebrity dog, and you've got to tell me very simply, is that dog dead or alive, okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
We're going to start very simple. We're going to start with Lassie.
Lassie's... That dog's dead.
It's dead.
The dog is not dead. The dog never died on screen. Okay.
This is the first one's test.
Okay.
We're going to have to shape up, actually.
If the dog didn't die on screen, then it's not dead, okay? So this is the first one. Hooch, the better of the two lead actors from the Tom Hanks film Turner and Hooch. Is that dog dead?
No.
I'll stick up for you, Trev. No.
That dog is dead.
No, this is awful. This is so bad.
It had puppies, apparently, to distract upset kids, so the families didn't get, you know, broken up by this. Okay, Paul O'Grady's dog, Buster. Don't know if you're familiar with Paul O'Grady on the telly.
I don't know, so I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark here and say that it is a lie.
He died in 2009. Oh, really sorry. Yeah, he had a little memorial on his show, but then he's got three more dogs to replace it.
Greedy. Too many dogs.
You can't. Bouncer, okay? The lovable pooch from Neighbours from back in the late 90s.
Wow, these are really like the B dogs, aren't they? Where are the A dogs?
It gets better. I've saved the A dogs. It's like a set. You've got a good one to start with Turner and Hooch. You've got some, you know, album tracks in the middle.
Right.
And you've got the singles at the end.
Some filler.
Right?
This is filler.
Okay.
Alive, go on.
Yeah, alive, come on.
No, it died.
What? We've got every single one wrong.
Yeah, you've got two so far. There was the test. We're not...
Have we?
Yeah, it died, but apparently it received more cards than any other character in Neighbours history, including Helen Daniels.
Oh, right.
Who I remember dying quite...
Every time I watch Neighbours, I'm like, yeah, oh, where's that dog?
Yeah, I know. Okay, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg is alive.
No. Trick question.
Trick question.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg is dead.
We are not fooled by that.
Snoop
he's lion. Reincarnated as a lion.
He is. Yeah, Snoop he's lion. Dropped it. He's only dropped it for a bit, though. Okay, what are we doing now? Former WWE wrestler Road Dogg.
Road Dogg.
I made that noise.
He's alive. He's alive.
He's alive?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
He's not dead. He works as a talent agency for the WWE wrestling.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay.
Which is good.
Good, share the talent.
Here's one for the ladies, right? Marley and Me. The dog Marley from that film.
No, it dies.
Uh-huh.
He dies.
This is a trick question, because if you've watched this film, then...
No, I know, because Paul in our band has watched it and said he cried.
What do you think? Is that dog dead or is that dog alive?
I think it's dead. He's dead.
It's she dead.
It is dead. If you didn't know that dog is dead, then you've obviously never really encountered a woman who's upset in any way, because like, I think every woman has at some point moaned about the dog dying in Marley and Me. Right, the Nut Bar American Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh.
Is he dead or is he alive?
He's alive. He will never die.
He's the most insane guy in the world, isn't he?
He's pretty cool.
I like his wife.
People. Yeah, it, I know.
I would not mess with his wife. More than him. Yeah, you're right. He's not dead. He's definitely still tracking down people with paintball guns and things like that. Right, penultimate question. Nipper. And you're looking at me blankly, which is what I wanted you to look at.
Right.
He's the HMV dog.
It's currently alive.
Yeah. It's kind of a... It could be either way.
It's like in a coma.
In a coma.
No, sorry. This is all getting very real.
This is getting terrible.
Oh, wow. No.
So that's kind of half dead, half alive. So finally, it brings me on to the A-list dog, the one dog that is better than any other dog. Can you guess which dog that might be?
Brian Griffin?
It's not Brian Griffin, no.
No.
Okay.
Santa's Little Helper, no.
Wellard from EastEnders.
You're saying
Wellard's
cartoons, Trev.
Well, but they're still dogs.
Yeah, I guess. Wellard. He's been around for a while.
Like a... What's a police dog?
Alsatian.
He's an Alsatian.
Come on, alive.
Okay, so give you a history about Wellard. 2005, he was almost put down because he attacked Ian Beale.
No.
Which I think he should have been celebrated for and put down. But unfortunately, he died in 2008, along with the career of Dean Gaffney. So you did all right. You got two or three right there. But
we didn't do very well. You're being polite. We were awful.
You need to brush up on your dog knowledge.
Yeah, well, we knew the people who named themselves after dogs, but we don't really know anything about actual dogs.
So that's great. Thanks for coming in. Your album, All Our Favourite Stories, is available still now. It's probably been out for, 9 months now?
Six months, sorry.
So might be available at a decent price?
Yeah. Bargain bucket.
I was not implying that at all.
It is very much available and please buy or die.
Of course. Buy or die, that's our tagline, isn't it?
That's cool. Rob and Trev, thanks very much for joining me. As I say, the album All Our Favourite Stories is available now. She's a China doll with the team.